Today we featured the very first recording of the long-running Florida Folk Festival. Recorded on reel-to-reel tape on Thursday, May 6, 1954, it contains performances by local schoolchildren, representatives of the Seminole Tribe of Florida, folk singers, and opening remarks by festival director and renowned folk culture magnate Sarah Gertrude Knott. The Florida Folk Festival, which was first presented in 1953 as a four-day concert located at the Stephen Foster Memorial in White Springs, Florida, has since grown into one of the nation's oldest annual folk festivals, now covering several stages and featuring hundreds of performers and artists. This earliest recording captures the simple origins of the folk festival and reveals the festival organizer's 1950s viewpoint of folk life and what was then considered important for preservation for future generations. Fortunately, these performances were preserved, thanks in large part to one man, memorial curator Foster Barnes. After the success of the first festival, Barnes decided to record the event. Each year, he became a regular sight at the festival, as he sat stage-side with his recorder, smoking his pipe, and taking notes. Following his retirement in 1965, other memorial staff maintained the practice. In 1979, when the Florida Folklife Program assumed control of the festival, they too recorded the performances, followed in 2003 by the Florida Park Service. Today, nearly 3,500 of these festival recordings reside at the State Archives of Florida as part of the Florida Folklife Collection, where they can still be heard and enjoyed. Now let's go way down upon the Suwannee River and enjoy the sounds of 1954.
From Oklahoma, the two groups who've come here today to meet each other, to come up to the front of the microphone. Let's give them all a great big welcome. Thank you, Fred. And now we present the two tribes. Now we're going to have a little music and a little dancing as the time has passed. The Indians in the Everglades, some of them, have danced less and less as they've taken on the Christian's ways. However, to those of us who have studied the traditions of different people, we know that the Indian, in carrying on the age-old tradition, the old stomping dance, the green harvest ceremony, they've been carrying on something that was religion to them since long, long before the white man ever came to this country. Billy, would you step up here, Billy Osceola? This is I'm the person whom I told you, whom you'll remember, our friend Billy, who was here last year, descendant of the great Osceola. Billy, will you come up and tell us about the program? Will you present the other members of your group?
Glad to be back with you this afternoon on another Florida Folks Festival. This afternoon that I have some great character among the Seminole Indians who is Billy Bowlegs. He was descended of the chief great Billy Bowlegs who was leading his people several years ago. And this time I want him to come stand to Mike and Artitskin. He was 91 years old. He was 91 years old age. And while Miss Knott wants me to come and bring some of those Indians with me, I came to his place. He was working out in his field, farm. So he's 91 years old age. He's able to work for his living, make his living. So this time he gonna beat the drum that we gonna sing a buffalo dance. Thank you. hold on. This time, we're going to sing another song. It was a Green Corn Dance song that he's going to use rattle. This is made Indians made out of shell. And so...
This is the turtle shell, isn't it? And this Green Corn Dance, wasn't this a dance used at a spring planting time? It's still used, isn't it? And it's a part of the stomp dance is a part of it. We'll hear a little more about the stomp dance later.
So this is one of those dance, the Green Corn Dance. When the Indians that were celebrating for new Green Corn Dance for every year, when they plant corns, while the corn were tender and soft, that time all the tribe of the Seminole Indian were gathered together in a certain place, and they start dancing and stomping and play ball made out of buckskin. But this time, that's all we're going to give it to you, but we're going to give you some more tonight. So this is all we had in part this morning, I mean this afternoon. Thank you.
If it were possible for us to bring enough of the Seminoles from the Everglades up here, you'd see a wonderfully colorful ceremony in the Green Corn Dance. Now, Fred Beaver, who came to us from Ardmore, Oklahoma, is going to sing some of the songs of the Green Corn Dance as they've been carried on out in Oklahoma. Fred, I believe ever since your ancestors went over the Trail of Tears, they have done this Green Corn Dance, haven't they? It's one of the dances that was transplanted from this part of the country over to Oklahoma, wasn't it?
Yes.
Well, now, the first song, would you just tell us what this first song is you're going to sing? You have it here, don't you? Oh, he's going to sing the Feather Dance song.
This is a dance that's still carried on in Oklahoma, more especially around Eufaula. This is the first day of the Green Corn Dance. Usually nowadays, they only have 2 days of fasting and green corn ceremony. And the day before, the men have feather dance and take medicine 4 times a day. And this is one dance that was handed down, and the song may have varied since that time, but we still use this type of song, this men's feather dance.
Do you recognize that? You speak the same language. They have never met before, but speak the same language. The Muscogee, you said it was, didn't you?
Yeah,
there are many, many different kinds of Indian languages, and I was surprised when they speak the same. Did you recognize that song?
Partly,
yeah.
I imagine. Don't understand.
And now the Creek Social Dance song.
This social dance, we call it social dance. It may have been some other song, but we're going to try to sing it for you. I forgot how to go now. We hey, ha, yo, de, we hee, ha, yo, o, dee. Way, 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 hee, ha, yo, o, dee. Thank you.
Tonight. Let's see, am I on or off? We just can give you just a glimpse of these Indian traditions, but if we could show more, we could show you that the American Indian has a type of song and dance that has its counterpart in every land. These spring planting dances are known to peoples throughout the world. Now we're coming on down with something we understand better as a part of Florida's heritage than the Indian dances. We've had a number of school festivals in different parts of Oklahoma, and next we bring you the Jasper High School in the American Square Dance. The American Square Dance is our own national dance. We don't know just when it got to be our own national dance, but somehow in living and working and playing together, all at once we had our own national dance. The high school band from here in White Springs is going to play while the Jasper High School does one of the American Square Dances that fills leisure time activity at the Jasper High School.
Thank you.
this is a sort of a free-for-all. After a little while, we're going to give you a chance to come up here and have a workout with us in this hot sun. It's pretty good workout and exercise. Of course, a festival in Florida wouldn't be complete without old St. Augustine. When we figure the history of our country, we start first at St. Augustine. We present next the customs and music of old St. Augustine from the Kitterlinus High School, with the leaders Mrs. Barbara Stemmel and Mrs. Max Kettner. Mrs. Stemmel will give us the history as told through folk song and dance. J. Frank Dobie said if we had no recorded history, much of it could be told by the folk songs, music, and dances still lingering in this country. We'll see an example of that now.
When you think about St. Augustine or St. John's County, you think about Spanish. But we're going to start with a little different flavor, because it was during the time when Menendez was founding the city of St. Augustine that we find a Dutch song introduced. It happened in this way. Menendez had come to Florida because the French had settled at Fort Caroline. First thing that he did after he landed was to go up there and see that there were no Frenchmen left. However, Menendez did have one weakness that we hear about, and that is he was particularly fond of musicians.
You want the mic?
So that our story, which takes place in 1585, some 20 years after the founding of St. Augustine, we find that Sir Francis Drake, the pirate, that dread corsair, had been on pirate raids down in the West Indies and was on his way up the coast of Florida. He anchored outside of St. Augustine, saw a beacon tower there, and wondered just what settlement there was. Upon investigating, he found that it was the Spanish settlement of St. Augustine. There was in St. Augustine at this time a French piper that we think probably was one of those who escaped from the massacre because of Menendez's fondness of musicians. He, wanting to help Drake, rode out under cover of night and played on his pipe this Dutch tune, The March of the Prince of Orange, to let Drake know that he was not a Catholic, as were the rest of those in the Spanish in St. Augustine, but rather he was a French Protestant. So that our first song that we're singing is The March of the Prince of Orange. Our group is singing it in Dutch. Interesting picture or phase of St. Augustine's development is that of the Minorcans. It was under the British rule in the year of 1767 that one of the largest agricultural experiments ever took place. Dr. Turnbull conceived the idea of bringing over some settlers from Greece, and he thought that he would have no difficulty in getting them, to bring them over here to Florida to raise indigo and sugar, so that he set out and was going to gather together about 500 settlers to bring back to Florida. On the way, he stopped in Italy and found there some others that he could add to his venture. But he was afraid that while he was gone, they might change their minds and desert, so he left them on the island of Minorca while he went on to Greece to collect the other settlers. On his return to get his Italian farmers who were going with him to Florida, he found that many of them had fallen in love with the beautiful Minorcan maidens, and that they had married, and that he, instead of having just 500 to go with him, had close to 1,200 or more who wanted to come to Florida to make a new home. The island of Menorca in the Balearic Islands is the place where we get our next folk song from. This is the Barcarolle, which the girls will sing now. Norcans came to Florida and settled and were in New Smyrna, where the agricultural experiment was. Conditions became so unsatisfactory that they were forced to flee and went to St. Augustine and settled there, many of them. We learn about the interesting customs that were brought over by the Minorcans from many prominent writers who visited in St. Augustine. Emerson, when he was there in the 20s, tells us about how the Minorcans, the custom of masking during the season of Lent. And Bishop Whipple, who was there in 1845, says that masking is very common here at this season of the year. They commence masking during the Christmas holidays and continue until Lent. It's the old Spanish custom of keeping carnival, and a very colorful one, too, he says. William Cullen Bryant says that tells us about this Menorcan custom of masking, and he tells us, too, that they speak a language which is not Spanish, but Maronese. And the song that we're going to sing now is not in strict Spanish, but it was a song that was used prior to Easter Sunday. We read about how on the evenings before Easter Sunday, about 11 o'clock, he says, I heard the sound of a serenade in the streets. Going out, I found a party of young men with instruments of music grouped about the window of one of the dwellings, singing a hymn in honor of the Virgin. They tap on the window, and if they receive a knock from inside, they answer and sing this song. One of the writers tells us that if they don't get an answering tap from the window, that they go on their way. But another of the writers tells us that they sing this last verse anyway and say, this wall house is walled round, walled on four sides. The owner of this house is a polite gentleman if he answers the knock. But if he doesn't answer the knock, they end up by saying the owner of this house is not a polite gentleman. If he is a polite gentleman, he gives them gifts, cheesecakes or boiled eggs, which they put in a bag and collect from house to house. The song which we are singing now is the Fromagiatis, which is sung on Easter Eve.
San Gabriel, he puts up a
For our last song, we are going to choose one that was used by the composer Delius when he came and spent a year on the plantation on the St. John's River. He was supposedly growing oranges, but what he really was doing was collecting folk songs, which he later incorporated into his music. The one which we are doing this afternoon is used in his suite Appalachia and comes from the folk tune, "Oh Honey, I'm Going Down the River in the Morning."
Down the mountain.
Now we come back to White Springs, to Carver School. The Negro spirituals from Carver School and some of the singing games. Carver School, Mrs. E.W. Graham, leader. Let's give them a hand. A lot of times, a singing game carries some truth long down through history. These little boys and girls are singing something that they think is Sissy in the Barn. But in a book I noticed the other day, it's Sissy in the Bond. Goes back to old slavery days. And now we hear the Negro Spirituals from McCarver High School. You know, down here in this section of Florida, we have an unusual wealth of Negro traditions. These little singing games that we've just seen and heard, you can hardly find in any other part of the country. Now, the Rasta Springs crew will bring us two more of the little singing game. One is walking on the green grass, and the other is my Sioux, Rasta Springs School.
Have you ever seen a monkey make a motion? They do from Alabama. First time I played in the sand.
And now we have a very great treat in store with our next guest, Colonel and Mrs. J.R. Moon of Ormond Beach. They will sing some of the old British and American ballads. Mrs. Moon has given some of the songs for the play Hoedown, which Paul Green is working on now, which will, as soon as it is possible, come out in New York. Colonel and Mrs. J.R. Moon of Ormond Beach.
For you, an old song from the Kentucky Mountains, The Nightingale.
One morning in May, I met a fair couple of making their way. One was a lady so neat and so fair, the other a soldier, a brave volunteer. Good morning, good morning, good morning to thee. Oh, where are you going, my pretty lady? Oh, I am a-going to the banks of the sea, to see the waters a-gliding, hear the nightingale sing. We hadn't been a-standing but 1 hour or two, when from his knapsack a fiddle he drew. The tune that he played made the valleys ring. Oh, see the waters a-gliding, hear the nightingale sing. Pretty lady, it's time to give o'er. Oh, no, pretty soldier, please play one tune more. I'd rather hear your fiddle or the touch of one string than see the waters a-gliding, hear the nightingale sing. Pretty soldier, will you marry me? Oh, no, pretty lady, that never can be. I have a wife in London and children twice three. Two wives in the armies, too many for me. I'll go back to London and stay there 1 year. And often I'll think of you, my little dear. If ever I the waters a-gliding, hear the nightingale sing.
Hand me down the silver trumpet, Lord.
I haven't been to heaven, but I've been told.
Hand me down the silver trumpet, Gabriel.
The gates are pearl and the streets are gold.
Hand me down the silver trumpet, Lord.
Oh, hand me down. Hand me down the silver trumpet, Gabriel.
Hand it down, throw it down, any way to get it down. Hand me down the silver trumpet, Lord.
Oh, way over yonder in paradise.
Hand me down the silver trumpet, Gabriel.
Christian finds the tree of life.
Hand me down the silver trumpet, Lord.
Hand me down the silver trumpet, Gabriel.
Hand it down, throw it down, any way to get it down. Hand me down the silver trumpet, Lord.
Hand me down the silver trumpet, Gabriel. Hand it down, throw it down, any way to get it down.
Hand me down the silver trumpet, Lord.
This is an old one that everybody could sing with us if they would.
I wished I was an apple or hanging to a tree, and every time my sweetheart passed, he'd take a bite of me.
Get along home, Cindy. I'll marry you sometime. I wished I had a needle as fine as I could sew. I'd sew the gals to my coattail and down the road I'd go.
Get along home, Cindy.
I'll marry you sometime.
Cindy's got religion. She had it once before. But when she heard my banjo, she was the first one on the floor.
Get along home, Cindy. I'll marry you sometime. She took me in the parlor, she cooed me with her fan. She said I was the prettiest thing in the shape of mortal man.
Get along home, Cindy.
I'll marry you sometime. She come and sat beside me, she called me Sugar Plum. She throwed her arms around me, and I thought my time had come.
Get along home, Cindy.
I'll marry you sometime.